Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 5th of March 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Michael, Mariana, Max, Michael, and Bettina. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, you have seen the agenda for today. I just wanted to give my experience how I have finished underlining test case study. It was not very difficult, although I have a very small screen, but I found only one case where underlining is not done properly according to the new rules. And I've submitted my report, and also I found that Bettina has finished her part of the study. So I hope that the rest of you could do it in next week, so that we can proceed with the other things to try to finalize our analysis about variants in Latin script, because it became a pretty complex question and I wish to spend some time finding the way through this forest of different analysis. I hope that someone, probably no one saw what I have submitted, and also I didn't see the Pitinan's case, but Michael, please go on. You have something to say. Thank you very much. Michael, go on.
Yes, hello everyone. So I wanted to make a suggestion or two about what you just said regarding the analysis. So I saw the summary Pitinan had prepared. And I think after we have started seeing some initial data on this question, I think we should have a discussion about how we proceed with this data. So for example, I thought it would be, we should decide on whether we are looking to prove that this skip underlining visualization, so to say, is applied throughout, or whether we are looking for cases where it is not applied, and are we trying to establish exceptions for those cases, as in keep our variant analysis, or are we trying to go away from our variant analysis in general? So I think we should make a decision on how we treat that data. Are we looking for absolute decisions, such as we drop our analysis completely or only in certain cases, and in others we keep it. So things like this, because from what I see, the most part, the summary for the most part speaks about skip ink not being applied consistently or being applied inconsistently, because you can see, I think, four or five X's on the left side where it says it's applied consistently, but at the same time, you also see four X's on the right side. So the question is, are we looking for inconsistencies? Are we looking for absolute consistencies? What's kind of our threshold? And I think we should and could also discuss those questions also already based on this data. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, you are the next in the queue, and after that, Bill. Mats, please go on.
Thank you. Yeah, I really agree with Michael there. I think that we could look at the data and see how the data that we already see, how that affects our analysis. Maybe we don't need. Maybe we come to the conclusion that skip is not consistently implemented, and then we don't need to complete the study. That could be one conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please.
Yes, I would say the analysis we're doing now should be a source of additional cases. I don't think we should just abandon the variant cases that we found in our initial analysis. But I do think when we've looked at what we find in the analysis we're doing now, we may find additional cases that weren't apparent the first time simply because of the way we were looking at the individual cases there. So I think we ought to do both. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if Bill could clarify what he means by additional cases, because my understanding is that we had identified cases we're underlining as an issue, and now we're trying to see if we can go away from that, that is, reduce the cases. But from what you were saying, Bill, I understood that you want to expand those cases. So maybe if you could explain that thought in more detail so I could understand it. Thank you.
Sure. We found cases in our original analysis where we thought there was a problem. If we found cases where there was a problem, I think there's no basis for saying, oh no, we've decided that isn't a problem after all. On the other hand, in the new analysis we're doing, we're looking beyond just the simple, how does this appear on one set of, on one way of looking at this data, and we're now saying, okay, do we, in addition, when we look at, say, HTML across Apple, do we see problems that were not apparent to everybody the first time through? Or when we look at it on email under Windows 10, do we see problems that weren't apparent to everybody on the first time through? The ones where we found a problem before, it seems to me, are a problem. We've already established that. The question is, are there additional cases that weren't apparent because of the way we looked at the data initially? Because to my mind, what we're trying to do is find cases that will be a problem for the users. And if we find a problem in either of our sets of analysis, then I think it's hard to argue that they're not a problem after all. Thank you. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. It helps. To be honest, I have the opposite impression in the sense that we are trying to reduce the numbers of problems identified before, because the new underlining mechanism supposedly makes these not a problem anymore. But I may be wrong. Thank you anyways for the explanation.
Bill, please.
Yeah, I don't think a goal of reduce the number of variants is in itself a valid goal. I can see where we may want to set the thresholds for how similar is too similar at a higher level. If there is an argument that there are too many cases, but I think if two glyphs are not distinguishable, then they're not distinguishable. And to decide, oh, this one is going to be distinguishable, or that we're not going to count this as a variant, even though it's not distinguishable, just because we think we have too many variants, I think that's invalid. I'm sorry, but I can't think of another word to express it. You know, if it's not distinguishable in a significant case, then it's not distinguishable. And the fact that we can find a different way of displaying the data, where it is distinguishable, I don't think removes the problem from what the users will experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Mats, please.
Well, I don't fully agree with Bill there, because having variance is not unproblematic. So, and I think that, well, I had a wish that we could reduce the number of variant or variant pairs or variant rules. I'm not sure that we can after seeing the material. And of course, if we see things that add complexity, then of course we cannot ignore it. So if this data will add complexity and therefore add variance, it's unavoidable. But reducing the number of variants is something good in itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Michael is saying, I agree with Mats. I would also suggest again that we look at this new data now to decide how to treat it. We are seeing the results of two tests. It is five platforms test. It contains five platforms tested. But I have another question, because I was not present in Brussels meeting. You all know this. How old is this new underlining standard when it started to be applied? If it is relatively new, I'm just thinking aloud. If it is relatively new, I suppose during the time, every platform will introduce it, probably. We don't know. Does anyone has information about it? Because I was not looking at it at all. Mats, do you still want to say something? Oh, okay. Then we have Michael. Please, Michael, go on.
Yeah, I could try to answer to your question from what I remember from the face-to-face meeting. So as I recall it, integration panel highlighted this new mechanism they saw in platforms and applications to us. So it seems to be rather new. Also, it seems to be a loose convention, which is starting to be picked up. Mm-hmm. So it's not... It doesn't seem to be codified in any mm-hmm. any document as a general standard which must be applied or adhered to. So it's a new thing. It seems to be in the process of being established more widely, and this is, I think, why we need to run these tests, because it's unclear at this stage. This is what I remember.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. It is much clearer now, especially when you pointed out that it is a loose convention. Sorry, so it will be applied if someone likes it, or so it is not de facto standard. So we cannot count on it that these underlining problems will be removed completely. That it helps me to think about it. Nothing else. We shall decide after. So I see Venice is also putting some data in the tables provided by Pitinen, and we have now three case studies finished. So we are waiting for four more. After that, we shall think what to do with it.
Hi, Vrijana, this is Pitinen.
Please, Pitinen.
Please. Wanted to inform that Michael also submitted his work as well, but not on the list. So I already integrated three, and now Dennis putting the fourth one.
Okay, so we are waiting for three more. So please do it till the next week, and we shall have complete results of this investigation, this analysis which we undertook, and. Think about it, what to do with all this data. So.
And I have one request to ask, actually. So if you I put input from our discussion into the beginning of the document and in the browser testing. So the first step is to link to the HTML files, right? But in this link, it will link to the Google Doc, which is, I don't think it will be straightforwardly open the HTML because it's open.
You are right. Sorry. Go on, please.
Yes. And when I test on, because I was assigned to test on the phone, iPhone couldn't really open an offline HTML file offline locally. I need to place the file somewhere to be able to open it. So now I'm using my personal space. So if LatinGP could have some space that you can give, I can put that information there and then update this as well. So just FYI, if you have test space that can just put the HTML file and it not get hidden behind any CMS or Google Drive, it would be a good case. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitin. And yes, when I started testing also, I've tried to open this HTML file on Google Drive and it doesn't work. So I downloaded it. And everybody has this document also sent by Dennis before, let's say 10 days or something like this. It is in our email. So, and if someone is also, we have four cases finished, the rest three people can find it either asking you to send it to them or find the mail sent by Dennis before, let's say 7-8 days or something like this. Okay, is there any other thoughts about this topic now? We shall wait for the rest of analysis to be finished and decide what to do with this. So the main information which I got today that this new underlining is not the standard, it is just a convention and nobody guarantees that it will be applied. Mats, please.
Well, I got the impression that Peyton then said that on some platforms, you cannot load the file from the platform. And so then it's needed to have served by a web server. If that is the case, then we have to arrange for a web server that could serve it. And if we cannot use the ICANN stuff or Google something, in the worst case, I could fix something that we could have a web server serving it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. I might misunderstand. Pitinan, you had problems with the mobile phone to make the tests. Sorry, please, could you clarify?
Yes, thank you. So Matt's repeat my question correctly. So yes, I need to find some web server to place the HTML. To be able to open on the phones from iPhone.
I see.
That's the thing. So please help if you easily have, then that would be the best case because this is supposed to have, if we use this report later, it might be somewhere that's gonna be there for a while. I can space on, we don't really have the simple one. Everything is behind CMS. On the website, it's not for the testing. I can try asking the IT team, but I was suggested it would be best if community can provide first. And if it's not, then I find the other way. Thank you.
I can ask some people from registry, Serbian registry. We have some web servers and something on it. And we just needed the place to put this HTML in on the web server, and then to get the proper link to this HTML that it could be opened from mobile platforms. Did I understood it now correctly?
Yes, correct.
That I understand it now correctly. Okay, I'll try to see what I can do here in Belgrade, and we shall see. At least I have it on my mind. I'll have some results for the next meeting. Okay, now it's much clearer what is requested. Thank you, Pitinan, for this. Thank you. Okay.
May I comment?
Yes, please, Max. Yeah.
Do we need a temporary space or permanent space? I mean, I cannot promise anything permanent, but definitely I could fix a temporary thing where for my personal virtual server or home server or something, so it could be served for the period of our testing. And I mean, it could last like months or year or something, but I cannot promise that it will stay there forever. I could do that. If you have something good in Belgrade, that's fine. Otherwise I could fix something which will work for at least for the time that we need it.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow to registry, and I will consult people who understand this, everything about it, and I will have a final report for the next meeting. Okay, because we need this only for mobile platforms. All the other platforms could be served just as it is, as we have done our testing. Mobile platforms, some mobile platforms has problems. Okay.
Creating it on a web server, then it's open for anyone from anywhere. And that's not very difficult to fix. At least if you accept behind HTTP and no SSL, if that is fine. So, well, certificate could be fixed too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We shall have some solution for this because we shall see. I have the response immediately, but I hope it will be solved in a satisfactory manner. Anyone thoughts about this item? No? So please, Pitinan, show us the agenda. I forgot what I was writing here. We have, I made two, just to remember, just to recall what was done in these two tables, which I provided for our first conference call after Brussels meeting. I've tried to sort somehow tasks in two different tables. One is some additional tasks to be done in order to finalize the report. We are working on one of the biggest items. Please, Pitinan, will you open this an additional analysis table? Bill, sorry, you want to say something?
Yes, I just wanted to sneak something in here. As you all may be aware, the Chinese GP has put their proposal out for public comment. And I was interested that they seem to have a fairly substantial number of variants that are allocatable identified. And I thought that was interesting, considering that we had gotten some pushback for having one in the case of Sharp S. So I thought the rest of you ought to be at least aware that perhaps allocatable is not quite as bad or as unacceptable as we perhaps had been led to believe. So I just wanted to make sure that if you hadn't been planning on looking at that, you might find it interesting. I'm sorry, that was totally off the current topic, but I didn't want to miss the chance to get it in there somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I don't know why I didn't see this message that the Chinese GP put their proposal for public comment, but Max, please.
Yeah, when it comes to Chinese, I mean, there is a tradition of allocatable variants. And I think that that different scripts are treated differently. So when it comes to Han, I don't think that IP could say no to allocatable variants, but when it comes to Latin, they can. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think also that it is good to see what they have done, although my personal opinion is that we cannot compare those two things. I mean, Chinese problem and our Latin GP problem. I think they are specific. Okay. Let's focus now on the additional tasks to finalize report. We are doing on the item number one. Sorry, I'm mixing Serbian and English. On item number one. So the next one is something which I caught from all these comments, and one of these is to create label example for, let's say, I don't know what should be done here, but the only result which I could collect from the different reports and papers circling around is that this topic should be discussed with IP. What is the status of this thing? Could someone help with this? And what is the purpose of this? Michael, please.
Yeah, so if you're referring to the first item in this list, I think this is exactly what we're doing now.
No. The first one is okay, but the second row. The second row is problematic. I don't understand it at all. And I don't know how it happens to be.
Okay, you're referring to the discussion about A with acute and alpha with tonos?
Yeah.
Okay, so from what I remember, basically, we were saying that they are in a variant relationship. IP was saying they're not entirely convinced, but they could be convinced if we produce test labels which show the same. So basically, we should provide some kind of string, which could be a domain label, which features A, and something which features alpha, which may be a variant, which should be variant for cause it's confusable to users. Does this help?
Yeah, you know, I'm not very on a safe ground when all this variant stuff is in question. So that's why I'm asking. And so we need to create labels containing, but I see here 4 code points. Everything is confused. Maybe Bill could clarify this. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, I think
Bill.
We have basically two questions here. One is whether the tonos and the acute are distinguishable, and then are the A and the alpha properly variants or not? So it seems to me if A and alpha are variants, then the A with acute and alpha with tonos are as well. But if the A with acute and alpha with tonos are not variants, then it's hard to argue that A and alpha themselves should be variants. So I think it's a matter of coming up with test labels and then being consistent in those two different pairs. Thank you.
Thank you. And okay, I see we have four characters, and the discussion is, and what was our proposal? That those two glyphs are variants for themselves, and alpha and A are not variants between themselves. And how could we resolve this? That's my only question. I don't know to put some more problems about it. Michael, you might have some kind of proposal.
Yes. So
thank you.
Sure. So I think what Bill said was correct. So I don't remember the code points, but I assume it should be A versus alpha. That's Latin A versus Greek alpha. And the other two code points should be A with acute versus alpha with tonos. So as Bill pointed out, they want us to be consistent. So as in, if we consider one thing, a variant, the same thing with a modifier on top, with the same modifier on top should also be a variant. So this is why there should be four code points listed on the left side, not just two.
Okay.
And to construct test labels, I think we just need to look at Greek script code points, which we have considered in a variant relationship with Latin, take them all together, and then construct some kind of label. Because I think the minimum string length for a label should be, what was it, 3 characters? I'm not sure if 2 characters are now permissive or permissible. So we should just create such a string. We should take the string, form it based on different code points which are in a variant relationship. So for example, A in one string plus something and alpha in another string plus something, and they should look the same.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that clarifies it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there now I'm asking all of you, is there a volunteer to do it? I can try, but I'm not sure that I could do it properly. I need someone who understands the problem to try to implement it properly. Michael, your hand is still up. Do you want to say something? Okay. Then
there was an old hand, but I can try to come up with the test strings if that's what you want me to.
Yeah, it would be good to that someone do it, because it seems to me that it is clear to you what should be done. And after that, so I understand that we might be inconsistent using providing these variants, but at the end we have to go again through when we produce the final list of variants, we have to go through it very carefully and to see is there any more inconsistencies, because we have never passed through all our proposal for variants and discuss it and see if they are consistent. Okay, thank you, Michael. Please do it if you can for the next conference call. It will be next Thursday, of course. Mats?
Sure, I'll try.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
But if you look at what we see on the screen here, it looks like we are consistent. Just that we have to make sure that we take the same decision. We can't come to the same conclusion for A versus alpha as for A with acute versus alpha with tonos.
Okay, but they wanted us to make a label and to see if this fits.
Right, but so we should make labels of both alpha versus A versus alpha and A with the cured versus alpha.
With Tonos. Yeah. Yeah, but Michael volunteered to do it for the next call, and we shall close this point next time.
And the string length is 2, I think. But for pure ASCII labels, 2 is a country code. It's reserved for country code, but I don't think it's the length of 2 for IDN is not reserved for.
It's not. It's not reserved for country code. So IDN can be at least 2. I think it can't be 1.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, but
must be two.
Must be 2. 2 is the minimum. But it doesn't matter if you produce a longer label. It doesn't matter. I think it will be more. It will be easier to find if those things are. I don't know. Forget what I was saying. Sorry. Michael, Mats, do you have anything else to add to your discussion?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mats. Now we have Michael again. Michael, please.
Yeah, sure. So just in response to what Mats said, yes, I think we were consistent, but yes, I seem to remember that IP wanted us to construct labels for both cases because they were doubting both cases. And the labels I construct, thanks for letting me know that the minimum is 2. So I will keep it simple. I'll try to construct a 2 character label for both cases, but I'll do it manually. It won't be like a pseudo randomized combination as Dennis has created. So I don't have like fancy tools to do that.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, okay, but Dennis was producing a lot more labels than you should do, I mean. You have to make at least 2 labels, maybe 4,
okay.
5, something like this, whatever you think it is appropriate. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. So it seems that the item number 2 in these tasks could be finalized next time. And also we shall have for the next meeting all the results of the tasks specified in the row number 1. We are now, we have 20 more minutes for discussion. So the next item on this tasks list is something which I don't understand it at all, and I even cannot conduct the discussion about it. It is discuss the IP feedback for generic glyphs analysis, whatever it is.
Hi, Mariana, I can come in for that.
Yeah, please, Pitinen, please help me with it.
Just give me a minute. So we discussed most of the IP feedback during the face-to-face meeting, but we haven't reached to the end. So in this section 8, this is where we stopped. It's the generic clips, which is all these cases about the single stroke or the circle. And this is a set of IP feedback that we haven't discussed it yet. So that would be another item that we need to work through. Thank you.
Do you think that we can start it now? I have no feeling. Could it be finished, this discussion, during one conference call? Is it rather complicated or not? And I must confess that I'm not prepared for this discussion. I couldn't guide you through this at this moment. Maybe if I read it for the next... Michael, please. Please,
yeah, so I'm also not prepared for this, but judging from the discussions we had in Brussels about a number of things, I assume it could become complex. So I would suggest that we table this maybe and ask members to reread this passage and then have a discussion on it, for example, the next time, because otherwise I think it will be difficult to get to results. It's just my idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to ask you if there is any possibility that all those stuffs could be somehow put in a table to be better perceived. I don't know, I might try it, but I'm not sure that I understand everything. Okay, let's...
Personally, I don't think so. The data is complex and it's not a...
Not easy.
Not always a binary thing like A versus B. So I don't think it's suited for having it in a table.
Okay.
There's a lot of discussion evolving around it. And
okay.
I think there's also... I seem to remember that IP sent a separate document where they were also discussing some general aspects about variant mechanisms and trying to give additional guidance. I think this may also play into that. And this was also much more complex, but I'm not entirely sure if they are directly connected. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Michael. Bill, please. You might have some
I'm suggestion. Thinking we may need to go through our usual process for other variants and say, you know, is this glyph in Latin the distinguishable from this glyph in whatever other script, and look at the cases as we have before. I'm saying that partially because in at least one case I was seeing the Latin dotless I is perhaps distinguishable in the sans serif fonts, but the difference is something that looks like the serif at the top of an I in, for instance, Times New Roman or Courier. And so I think we may need to wade through the usual multiple font process with those, unfortunately. But I think we may need to do it that way. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Bill, if I understood correctly, you think that we have to provide some test data containing all these glyphs somehow in the labels and give some opinion how it looks like.
I hadn't gotten that far. I was just thinking of the individual pairs that we had said we thought were at least potentially variants IP seems to be saying, you know, those are distinguishable, those individual glyphs are distinguishable, and maybe we decide we agree with them, maybe we decide we disagree, but I think we need to look at it in a little more detail than they seem to have done.
Okay, I have no opinion about this topic at this moment. I have to read again what is written here in this IP feedback. And please, I'm asking you all, please try to look at this. I don't think there is two or three more pages of the text, and to help us to find a way through this problem. Let's see, Dennis is writing something, sorry. Generic glyphs, we haven't discussed the proposed cases as a group. They were incorporated in the draft report without proper discussion by the panel, so we agreed to do this after Brussels. We definitely need to go to the various cases. Okay. My question is that I will be very happy if someone could propose the consistent process to go through it, or shall we go case by case and discuss it during the telephone calls? It could be very, very. It could take a lot of time, and I'm not sure what will be the results. But let's postpone this problem till the next call, and maybe we shall be smarter in 1 week after we read all these things and find a way to go through it. Bill, please.
Yeah, you have said a couple of times that our next meeting would be next week, and Dennis has conflicting meetings next week. I believe I do as well. For
Oh yes, it is seven.
I forgot.
I forgot that it is ICANN meeting next week. Although it is called online, okay, it will be in 2 weeks. Sorry. Thank you very much for giving me this information again. So next meeting will be in 2 weeks.
I thank you, and I suspect Dennis thanks you as well.
Yeah, Mats, do you wanted to say something? I think I hear.
It's Pitinan, actually.
Oh, sorry, Pitinan, your voice was so distorted that I thought it was Mats. So go on, okay. Please.
So I'd like to point out that I see the IP feedback on the screen. After that, I send one email to summarize to the list. I will send it again, but I just want to point out that similar to what Dennis said, we compile this list and submit in the interim report. Before it was properly discussed. So if you're interested to see, it's in section 6.3.4. And so this is the table from that section. Then what I did is I captured what is the IP feedback here. For example, the first one is Latin L and the Cyrillic Polushka. Mm-hmm. So this is the case number one that IP mentions. So I suggest I will send this email again on the list, so it's on top of your mailbox, and perhaps you can review this against IP feedback, which is will be included in the email as well, and we discuss this next time in 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much, Pitinan. I forgot this report you were sending, so. Yeah, that's good to have someone younger and who can't keep the track of what we are doing now. Thank you, Pitinan, very much for this. Please send the both documents again to the list for people not to look at it again, to try to find it again in the email, and we shall discuss it next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks. That's good. Okay. So we are going slowly, but we are going forward. I'm somehow happy because of it. Okay, we have 10 more minutes. I also want you to prepare. I am not sure that we can do this discussion now, but please, Pitinan, give on the screen this Appendix Z analysis summary, which I've done brief for this meeting. It might be completely wrong, but this Appendix Z, where we made a lot of analysis, is not somehow summarized, analyzed, what can be done with all this analysis contained in Appendix D.
Sorry, Mariana, could you share the link again? It seems the link is broken.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me see. Yeah, I will do it. Just a moment. Oh, get shareable link. Let me see. Just a moment. I don't know what I have done because I was doing it late in the evening, so probably I made some mistake. And yeah, I will share the link soon.
I just put it in the chat.
Oh, you put it in the chat. I was looking for it. Okay. Okay, Michael provided the link in the chat, Pitinan. Yeah, it's not a nice table. It is so colored and everything is mixed in it. And I just wanted to start somehow the discussion. What shall we do with all this analysis we provided in Appendix D? And on the left side, you have the titles of the analysis which is provided. Next two columns are giving the information, is the analysis complete, and what was the proposal of the person who is doing the analysis to make it variant or not. And all these colored rows should be discussed, and we should, okay, everyone could check what I have done with this table. And my idea is that we discuss only those rows which are colored in order to fasten a production of results for our report. Now I have first Bill, then we have Michael. Bill, please go on.
Yes, I think it's probably appropriate to have in Appendix D the cases that we, where we did find that there were variants, but I think we're going to need to have a separate document to refer to where we have the entire set of analysis we did, just so that we have documentation that, yes, indeed, we did look at all these cases, but also so that we keep the size of our report from reaching the point where basically users are intimidated from looking at it because it's just so huge. So I think we are going to have a separate reference document with a good part of the analysis we've got there. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I also agree with you that we should produce a report as one document and all the other working materials as the other document, because me personally, I don't like huge documents. And if I want to find something, I will try to make it as concise as is possible. But probably it will finish like this, but we shall discuss about it later. Michael, we have Michael on the screen, and Michael wants to say something. Please, Michael, go on.
Yes. So you had asked me quite a long time ago also. I had sent you an email on January 21st of this year regarding the status. And therein I listed those cases which were reviewed, where the first reviewer argued for a positive variant relationship. And then there are listed separately those cases where the verdict of the first reviewer was unclear. And I suggested that we first go through the positive cases by reviewing the data and see whether as a group we agree with the first reviewer. And then the second group where the verdict was unclear, that subsequently we also go through that and decide on whether we think as a group that this considers positive evidence to establish a variant relationship or not. Thank you.
Sorry, Michael, I don't have your mail which you just mentioned before in your discussion. If I received it,
I will forward. Bill received it. I send it and copy to you.
I have.
Bill also replied to it. Let me forward it to you again.
I have nothing. Let me check again. Sorry, maybe I'm wrong. 21st of January. Did you say 21st
yes.
of January? Let me check. Maybe I didn't. Yeah.
I just
sent it. Yeah. I get it. I found it. Sorry. You see, this is a very complex project, and I'm forgetting things. And you should find some younger chair to take care about all these complex things. Yeah, I found it. I'm sorry. I forgot it. That's why I produced this table. I produced it for myself to see how I am seeing all the things in Appendix D. And I thought it will be just a good start point for the discussion, because based on the version, let me see in your mail, the first reviewers currently argued for a positive variant relationships in the following case. First reviewers, you think probably IP in this mail, Michael.
I'm sorry, is there a question? I didn't understand.
Yes, please. Yes, I'm asking you what you mean by the first reviewers currently argued for a positive variant relationship in the following cases.
Okay.
Who you think are the first reviewers? You think
The first reviewers are different members of us because we had different analysis, like for example, F as opposed to F with a hook. And then we assigned them around our group. So we said, okay, every first one goes to Mats, every second one goes to Hazem, every third one goes to Liana.
We had different, I understand now what you are saying.
And there was one person looking at this data, and that person then said, no, there is no reason for a variant relationship. Yes, there is reason for a variant relationship or something in between the two, which was not clear. And so there is no need, I think, to review those cases where the first reviewer said, no, there is not reason for a variant relationship. So we should look at those cases where the first person to look at these said, yes, this should be a variant relationship. And then we should look at those cases where the person was unclear. That's what I mean by first reviewer. Does that help?
Okay, yes, it helps. Because we are looking at the same glyphs from the two different points. One is we are looking using WordMark IT, and the other one is those Excel tables provided by, I think, Bill or something like this. And I just wanted first to summarize what is done using WordMark.it. And after that, we have second analysis. And after that, we have to decide what to do with all this stuff.
I think that if we already have the same sets established as a variant based on those Excel sheets,
we don't
need to do it again. Then it's irrelevant what was the reason, more or less. If we have one reason that's good enough, we don't need two reasons necessarily.
Okay.
If there are other cases, if we have cases where the first reviewer said it should be a variant, but for example, it did not show up in the Excel tables, and I think we should look at it. This is my personal understanding. Thank you.
I don't understand the concept at all, but I know that we are doing different analysis and we have to combine them somehow. Bill, please go on. We have one more minute and we shall continue this discussion later. Yes, Bill, please go on.
I'm just a little uncomfortable with simply saying we had one reviewer look at it and that's enough. I think there's sufficient variation in how we all see things that it would be good if we at least had a second opinion on some of these things. I realize that that's going to generate more work for us, but I'm really not comfortable with just saying, well, this, you know, a person looked at it and that's enough to say we've come to a decision on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We cannot finish this discussion at this moment. That's good that we at least remembered what we are doing. So I want in this moment to close this conference, and I have to ask at the end, is there any other business which is worth mentioning at this moment? No hands up, so?
Yes, I have a question.
You didn't raise your hand. Yes, please go, Matt.
Right, so do we have any session at ICANN67?
No, as I remember, we don't have.
Anything IDN that we are supposed to participate in?
No. Please go.
We don't have IDN sessions this time. Normally we have the IDN updates, which is include many GPs to present, but we don't have that this time as well. So no IDN sessions. We do have a few, we have three universal acceptance this time, but no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, because Because Pitinan will signal us that if we have to prepare something for this meeting. So we discussed last time, should we have a meeting with IP, but we postpone it until we have material to discuss with them. So
And also was no, I mean, if we just have a meeting with IP, we could have it anytime.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you are right. Yes, yes. Okay, so next meeting will be in 2 weeks, and I want to thank you all for taking your part in this conference, and I'm now closing the call and I wish you the rest of the day spent well. Okay, sometimes I'm missing the word in English, so thank you all, and the session is closed and we can leave the meeting now. Okay. Bye, everyone, and hear you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Bye.